This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks so much for spending part of your Monday with us. Hot air balloons are coming back to Northwest Arkansas this summer. For a few years, there was a hot air balloon event in Bentonville, but that festival ended some time ago. Next month, balloons come back for the inaugural SOAR event, benefiting Open Avenues, a nonprofit that supports employment opportunities for people with disabilities. To put on a hot air balloon festival, it takes plenty of work and there are plenty of jobs. Many of those roles will be filled with volunteers. Kelly Sampson, Development Director with Open Avenues, says there are plenty of volunteer availabilities still available for the big day.
We need hundreds of people to pull this thing off because there's a lot going on. And some of the jobs are a little more glamorous than others, but we need people all day long from sunrise to midnight.
So what are some of the volunteer opportunities?
Everything from helping with the balloons, which I actually thinking those ones might have filled up as soon as we released opportunities. We need people to help with check-in, people to help with, you know, the more glamorous things like trash and restroom cleanup, just all over the board. We have VIP space that we'll need assistance with, grilling for our volunteers, everything.
So do you have an idea of how many volunteers you'll need?
We need about 300, maybe a little bit more. And right now, I think we're about 20% of the way there. So there's a lot of opportunity. Everybody who volunteers gets free admission into the event, and they get a fun free T-shirt. So there's little perks that come with it, too.
How do people contact you that are interested in volunteering?
Yep, soarnwa.com. Just go to the website. We have a link for volunteers, and you can go on and see what the different opportunities are and sign up for your shift and your specific activity.
Was this a certain person's idea to bring the hot air balloons back to Northwest Arkansas?
It was a group effort. Our board challenged us to come up with something that was new and different, and we sat around with several different groups and talked and said, you know, in what other cities have you seen that you like to do? And this idea just kind of was born out of a group.
Would you go up in one?
I actually have been up in one before. It's amazing.
Is it scary?
If I'm being completely honest,
that's what I'm asking.
I wasn't scared at all until we got in the air and they told me that landing, you don't know how you're going to land. And they're like, just FYI, sometimes the basket doesn't land upright. And at that point, I was a little terrified.
And they told you this after you're in the air?
Yes. They were smart. We did land upright, though, and it was perfect.
So. And you don't necessarily know exactly where you're going to land, right?
You
have a goal.
You do. You have a goal, but they all have a chaser vehicle that follows them and picks them up wherever they happen to land because you don't have specific control. It's wherever the wind takes you.
Any idea yet how many balloons to expect?
I think we're going to have about 15 balloons that will go up in the air and participate in the balloon glow. And then we will have a couple that do tethered rides for people as well. So that's another option, a tethered ride, where you're not just floating freely.
Of all the things I've heard so far, cleaning the bathroom sounds like the safest.
I'll sign you up.
What are the dates?
It's August 24th, Saturday, August 24th, out at Drake Field.
We should mention that it's going to raise money.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's not just a fun event. Everything that we raise from it will support Open Avenues, which is a nonprofit that supports employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
And people can learn more about Open Avenues?
Absolutely. You can go. And in fact, we have lots of information on the SOARNWA website. So that's the cleanest place to go, where it's a one-stop shop.
Okay.
You can learn all about the event. You can buy tickets. You can volunteer. You can learn about Open Avenues. It's all right there. The entertainment schedule is listed and everything.
Randall Shreve for the live music?
Yes. He's our headliner at the end of the day. So we're going to have activities all day long, entertainment activities, starting at 9 a.m., the morning is kid-friendly entertainment. We have a magician and some other performers. And then from noon on, it's bands. And Randall's our headliner at the end of the night.
And if everything works perfectly, there will be that glow.
Yes.
Where they turn on the fire and...
Yes, they're on the ground, but all the balloons light up. And if you've ever seen one, it's the most beautiful sight. That's scheduled for 8 p.m.
Kelly Sampson is the Development Director with Open Avenues. SOAR NWA is scheduled for Saturday, August 24th at Drake Field in Fayetteville. You can find out much more at soarnwa.com.